This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. If you're just tuning in, this is the top of the second hour. First hour, we were reading from Kill the Best Gentiles that I've been reading week in and week out. As we course through recorded history of this Jewish machination, the Jew world order, if you will. Not just said to be said, but said because it's true, as evidenced by the historical record that I'm trying to outline by reading Mr. James W. von Brunn's work. And we were on page 105, reading from the organization chart for the Illuminati, if you will. And finished up reading you the usurocracy, or the banking system. Right under that class would be world mass media, the Hollywood theater, radio, television recording, Tin Pan Alley, Encyclopedia Britannica, Library of Congress, major newspapers, major magazines, book publishers, critics, book clubs. You could include all social media. This was written before this stuff, of course, became in vogue or in the known. But everything online as well, of course, social and otherwise. And then right under that group would be the revolutionary groups. Marxists, Zionists, Freudianists, Boazists, excuse me, Lawyers Guild, the Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith, Jewish Freemasonry, National Education Association, or the NEA, a dastardly group that has destroyed the education of a nation. You must take your children out of the public fool system immediately. 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 There is no changing that system. That system is ironclad. And it will only program your children to become social justice warriors for the Zionist Bolshevik cause to destroy this republic. And the rest of that revolutionary group was Yad Vashem, or the Holocaust Center, the World Jewish Congress, the World Council of Churches, and Lucifer Trust, or the Lucis Trust, which is under the auspices or aegis of the United Nations. That concludes the chart. Marxism is the modern form of Jewish prophecy. Reinhold Niebuhr, in a warmly received speech before the Jewish Institute of Religion at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City, quote, "I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will do the best of my ability to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America," end quote. That's from the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 7. President Bill Clinton, with an Ivy League Rhodes Scholar Marxist-indoctrinated mind and subject to both blackmail and extortion, appointed many Jews, CFR trilateralists, to sensitive positions in the United States government, including Supreme Court Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may you rest in pieces, and Stephen Breyer, Jews, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Jew, Undersecretary of State Stuart Eisenstadt, Jew, Assistant Secretary of State Stanley Roth, Jew, Secretary of Defense William Cohen, Jew, Senior Advisor to the President Rahm Emanuel, Jew, White House Attorney Bernie Nussbaum, Jew, CEO Central Intelligence Agency John Deutsch, Douche, Jew, now under investigation for treason, National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, Jew, Secretary of the Treasury Robert Rubin, Jew, Head of the National Aeronautical and Space Administration, or the NASA, Daniel E. Golden, Jew, Social Security Administration, Kenneth Apple, Jew, Head of Department of Agriculture, D. Glickman, Jew, and several cabinet posts, including Robert Reich, Donna Shalala, Alice Rivlin, Federal Reserve, Robert Morris, the Toe Sucker, et al. All are Jews whose sole allegiance, bound by the Kol Nidre oath, is to the Khazar tribe and to the Talmud, which vows the destruction of Western civilization. Quote, an analysis of 4,984 of the more militant members of the Communist Party in the United States showed that 91.4% of the total were of foreign stock or were married to persons of foreign stock, end quote. That's in the record from the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee of 1950. Quote, I wouldn't be surprised if someday these Jews would not become deadly to the human race, end quote. Good old Voltaire. That brings us to Chapter 4, page 108, Money. Quote, and there was a cry of the people against their brethren and Jews. We have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses that we might buy corn. Because of the dearth and low, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. Some of our daughters are brought into bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and our vineyards. Holy Bible. Quote, our money system is nothing better than a competence trick. The money power, which has been able to overshadow ostensibly responsible government, is not the power of the merely ultra-rich, but is nothing more or less than a new technique to destroy money by adding and withdrawing figures in bank ledgers without the slightest concern for the interest of the community or the real role money ought to perform therein. To allow it to become a source of revenue to private issuers is to create first a secret and illicit arm of government and last a rival power strong enough to ultimately overthrow all other forms of government. End quote. Dr. Fred Saudi, a novelist, Wealth, Virtual Wealth, and Debt. Quote, a great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all of our activities are in the hands of a few men. We have become one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government of free opinion, but a government by the opinion and duress of small groups of domineering men. End quote. President Woodrow Wilson, 1916. The West viewed the Jew as an alien living within its midst. Jews had no state of their own, no territory. Whatever the landscape, they spoke the common language. Publicly, they denied a racial identity, assuming the outer garments, no matter how preposterous, of whatever nation in which they appeared. Adoption of Christian names, conversions, nose jobs, and platform shoes were part of the camouflage. Jewry seemed to be merely a religion. Therefore, Jewry was politically invisible to the West, and its war against the West was always subterranean, cunning, and deceptive. Jewish strategy was to infiltrate the institutions of Western culture and destroy them. Jewry's primary weapon was money manipulation and usury. 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 Early popes and Christian monarchs invoked biblical prescriptions against the evil and pernicious practice of usury. Money was used strictly as a means of exchange and storage of value, backed by the honor of the state and the productive capabilities of its citizens. Nonetheless, the end result of Christian prescriptions against usury was to make Jews the masters of European banking. Jews have no religious scruples regarding money where goyim are concerned. They now have the means to carry out their war of annihilation of the West. They would not surface as a fighting unit and openly attack their hated enemy. They remained invisible. Their strategy was to organize the entire Jewish people into a fifth column, whose purpose is to penetrate the West and destroy everything. Destroy everything. This is being accomplished by exacerbating natural disputes between the Western states and influencing the results in favor of liberalism as opposed to authority, that is, materialism, free trade, and usury as opposed to Western socialism, internationalism as opposed to Western unity. Money was their sword and buckler, hate and revenge their motive. Quote, the tactics of this Jewish warfare was employment of money, his dispersion, his materialism, his finished cosmopolitanism, all precluded him taking part in the heroic form of combat in the field, and he was thus confined to the war of lending, or refusing to lend, of bribing, of gaining legally enforceable power over important individuals. The story of Shylock shows the dual picture of the Jew, socially cringing on the Rialto, but emerging as a lion, the courtroom. End quote. Francis Parker Yockey, Imperium. The dawn of the 20th century found the Illuminati preparing to launch a massive attack upon the West. Not in the light of open discourse or on the battlefield, but in their usual manner, conspiratorially, from the underworld. Their strategy was to hitch America's resources, wealth, and manpower to Jewish aspirations, which included destroying the monarchies of Europe and creating a bogus Khazar Zionist state in Palestine. They found their Judas goat in Woodrow Wilson, Chancellor of Princeton University, an innocent with a vast ego and a chink in his armor. Unwittingly, he became the indispensable, unwitting pawn in the international money game. And boy, did he know it afterward. Paul Moritz Warburg, Jew, was dispatched to the United States in 1903 to promote the establishment of the Rothschild Central Bank in preparation for World War I, which was then on the drawing board. Warburg made the Kuhn Loeb Company, Wall Street bankers, his base of operations. After meeting Wilson at a university seminar, Warburg recommended Wilson to the international banking cabal. Upon further investigation, Rabbi Stephen Weiss, Jacob Schiff, a Jew, Sam Untermeyer, a Jew, and other Khazar power players agreed that Wilson would be the Illuminati's patsy in the White House. And they did make sure to control their patsy. through Colonel Mandel House. Colonel Mandel House, who was essentially the voice of Woodrow Wilson during his presidency. Ask anyone who knows anything about that time, and you will get the same. Soon after, Wilson's Democratic presidential campaign was announced, promoted, and financed by Illuminatists. Warburg, Jew, and his brothers Felix and Max, head of German intelligence, and the M.M. Warburg Bank in Hamburg. Adolf Ox, a Jew, publisher New York Times. Henry Morgenthau, Jew, tycoon of Negro slum dwellings in Harlem and Manhattan. Jacob Schiff, a Jew, president Kuhn Loeb Company. Samuel Untermeyer, Jew, powerful corporate lawyer, and Eugene Meyer, Jew, banker and owner of Washington Post, the newspaper your senator reads over morning coffee, and Rothschild agenter and internationalist bankers Lazard Frères, J&W Seligman, Speyer Brothers, and the Rothschilds. A few select goyim, including J.P. Morgan, Gunrunner, were in on the deal. To split the Republican vote, the Illuminatists financed both Teddy Roosevelt and the incumbent Howard Taft in their bids for the presidency. After Wilson won the rigged election in 1912, which he attributed to his own charm and ingenuity, Warburg and his cabal put in motion their plan to establish control of America's finances and credit. Warburg introduced Colonel Edward Mandel House, Jew, to the president. House became Wilson's alter ego, confidant and messenger between the Oval Office and Wall Street. In his novel, Philip Drew, House makes it perfectly clear that his idea of good government is one-world usurocracy. Legislators who didn't share his views were kept from meeting with the president. By manipulating Wilson, bribing members of Congress, and engaging in the most deceitful lobbying campaigns in U.S. history, Warburg got what he wanted. During the Christmas holiday break, December 23, 1913, when much of the opposition was absent, the U.S. Congress enacted the Federal Reserve Act, selling America's monetary system to the international bankers and dooming Christendom to World War I and World War II, the Cold War, and all of our no-win wars. Quote, "This act establishes the most gigantic trust on earth. When the president signs this bill, the invisible government by the monetary power will be legalized. The worst legislative crime of the ages is perpetrated by this banking and currency bill. The caucus and party bosses have again operated and prevented the people from getting the benefit of their government." End quote. Charles Lindbergh, Sr., U.S. Congress. And he paid for that. Soon thereafter, Sam Untermeyer, Jew, came into possession of Wilson's indiscreet love letters to Mrs. Peck, his mistress and wife of a friend. The inner circle referred to the president as Peck's bad boy. Wilson did what he was told to do when he was told to do it, leading to the appointment of Louis Denmitz Brandis, a Jew, Zionist, to the U.S. Supreme Court and pushing America into World War I. Quote, "Money is the worst of all contraband," said William Jennings Bryan, U.S. Secretary of State. "And our loans to the Allies during the 2.5 years before our entry into World War I were more accurately acts of aggression than our belated shipments of troops in 1917, after Wilson's declaration of war had given an air of legality to the farce." End quote. Eustace Mullins, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy. Quote, "All wars are economic in their origin," end quote. Bernard Baruch, Jew, before the Nye Committee, September 13, 1937. "Constitutionality of the Federal Reserve Act has never been adjudicated, although it is clearly unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution says, the Congress shall have the power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin, and to fix the standards of weights and measures." We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Without permission, use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. If you're just tuning in, I'm reading from a book, Kill the Best Gentiles, by James W. Von Brunn. I'm going to jump right back into it. We're on page 113, talking about the constitutionality of the Federal Reserve Act. The clause has never been amended. One may then logically ask, can Congress legally delegate its constitutional authority? Schechter Paltry v. USA, 29 U.S. 495, 55 U.S. 837, period 842 from 1935. Number two, Congress cannot abdicate or transfer to others its legislative functions. Number three, Congress cannot constitutionally delegate its legislative authority to trade or industrial associations or groups so as to empower them to enact laws. Number four, Congress cannot delegate legislative powers to the president. the Chief Justice stated, "The Constitution established a national government with powers deemed to be adequate, as they have proven to be, both in war and in peace, but these powers of national government are limited by the constitutional grants. Those who act under these grants are not at liberty to transcend the imposed limits because they believe that more different power is necessary. Such assertions of extra-constitutional authority were anticipated and precluded by the explicit terms of the 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states and to the people." Algonquin SNC Incorporated versus Federal Energy Administration, 518 Federal 2nd 1051 from 1975. Conclusion. Neither the term national security nor emergency is a talisman, the thaumaturgic invocation of which should ipso facto suspend the normal checks and balances of each branch of government. If our system is to survive, we must respond to the most difficult of problems in a manner consistent with the limitations placed upon Congress, the President, and the courts by our Constitution and our laws. Congress may not abdicate or transfer to others its essential legislative functions. Congress may not abdicate or transfer to others its essential legislative functions. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, U.S. Constitution. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. The U.S. Constitutional Interpreter. If a law is passed counter to the Constitution, it is though that law has not been passed. If Congress may not transfer to others its legislative functions, one might logically ask, is the Federal Reserve a congressional agency? The answer is emphatically stated below. This is from Lewis versus the United States, 680 F2D, 1239, July 1982. Federal Reserve banks under the Federal Government Tort Claims Act are not federal government instrumentalities, but are independent, privately owned, locally controlled organizations. Don't believe me? Look it up in the Yellow Pages, folks. You're not going to find it with other government agency listings. You'll find it in the private listings, where you'll see other private businesses. Go test it out. About as federal as Federal Express, FedEx. The critical factor for determining whether an agency is a federal agency is the existence of federal government control over the detailed physical performance and day-by-day operations of that entity. The Supreme Court ruled above that Congress may not delegate its legislative functions. Does the Federal Reserve legislate? Legislate means to make or enact laws. Laws are rules of action established by custom or laid down and enforced by a sovereign authority. Rule is to regulate or bring under force of law. Federal Reserve System Regulation Q does indeed legislate in that it enacts maximum interest rates that may be paid to depositors by member banks on time and demand deposits. The U.S. Constitution gives only Congress this power. Regulation Q is also a violation of U.S. antitrust laws, prohibiting the conspiratorial fixing of fees, rates, and commissions, punishable by fines and imprisonment, unless you're an international banker. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, guys.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. I'm reading from Kill the Best Gentiles by James W. von Brunn, page 116. One must conjecture why Congress does not repeal the Federal Reserve Act. It has that right. Indeed, the duty. Why does the judiciary not rule on the act's clear-cut unconstitutionality? The answer is obvious. Under a democratic form of government, rather than the public our forefathers designed, second-rate congressmen are elected by mob and media. Federal judges appointed for life are self-serving, venal, subject to special interest groups, and bribery. They adore living in Hollywood on the Potomac, their fat cat salaries, the perks, the pomp and splendor, the easy pickings. They fear the power of the Illuminati purse. They fear the Federal Reserve, the Anti-Defamation League, the Internal Revenue Service, and what happens to patriots. They fear Marxism, liberalism, and Jewry. They fear the media. They love their jobs and don't want to lose them. Where else can sycophants and cowards make so much loot and enjoy so much prestige? Above all else, congressmen love to spend your money. Tax, 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 spend, 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 elect, elect, elect. Harry Hopkins' advice to FDR's new dealers. The Federal Reserve, of course, grows irritable when Congress doesn't borrow and spend. Ergo, Congress's ploy is to profit by the scam while keeping constituents ignorant in la-la land. Quote, misunderstandings about money have been and continue to be intentional. They derive neither from the nature of money nor from any stupidity of the public. The international usurocracy aims at preserving intact the public's ignorance of usurocratic system and its workings. Ezra Pound, who was placed naked in a cage by Jews who called him insane. Eustace Mullins' mentor, by the way, is that, quote, Ezra Pound, who was a political prisoner in the United States for a number of years. And a very good poet. Let's take a closer look at the Federal Reserve System. Your elected representatives are too ignorant or too frightened to do anything about. And here's that quote again. Quote, let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws. Anselm Meyer Rothschild. And with that, we have our first caller, Wolverine Fred, on line one. How's it going?
That would have been Mayor Amsal Rothschild, a.k.a.
That's
Bauer.
Right. That's right.
And that, I think, was 1790 or 91. Going on
probably right on the money. I don't have the date in front of me.
And the only reason I learned that is ACH is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, Synagogue of Satan. It's a
yep.
stellar scholarship. So Chris, you're hitting on some quality material, and I called Barnes & Noble, inquired regarding Kill the Best Gentiles. Barnes & Noble's responses, gee willikers, it's available only on demand and cannot be shipped to the store.
Whatever that
cannot
means.
Be shipped to the store. The other one also called Hitler's secret backers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think, a data input in one of the BitChute vids bylines. Somebody
okay.
wrote that in. So I queried regarding that same thing. Print on demand.
Yeah.
So I asked about the author because according to the BitChute inputter, the original publication was like 1952, and surname Warburg. And the Warburg family went to court to have that book, Hitler's Secret Backers, pulled from publication, etc. And the court, the judge ruled against Warburg. So there's no name attached to the present publication or edition, and it's print on demand. So then I inquired about other losses. James Bach's Stellar Scholarship that documents the real, actual, authenticated Holocaust of 8 or 9 million Germans post, I guess it would have started with the Dresden firebombings, actually, I would have to say. Anybody who hasn't, the Dresden Infernal on BitChute by Vertigo Politics, and I think it's only 13 minutes. That that's a real brain cell crusher right there. So the Holocaust incineration events of W-2 commenced in absolute savagery, unimaginable brutality with the firebombings. First, it was carpet saturation bombing, followed by hours upon hours of incendiary firebombing. So I think there was at least eight in the city. Now, Chris, on the 27th of every month, I, in my mind, reflect and commemorate, if you will, the Apollo 1 Holocaust incineration event, 27 January 67, when the satanic Talmudic Kabbalah voodoo NASA Apollyon murderers decided that Virgil Gus Grissom, Ed White, Roger Chaffee needed to be holocausted.
Mm-hmm.
And so they incinerated them in the capsule on the launch pad because they were vociferously protesting
yes.
the ludicrously inferior Apollyon technologic masterpieces that nearly got them all killed prior to 27 January 67. So anybody who hears this and hears a podcast or presenter that fancies itself a helly weird NASA Apollyon expert aficionado, they need to bring this to its attention. Because it does an immeasurably perverse disservice to the audience.
Oh, yes.
And by the way, relative to the fake fake moon landings, it's on BitChute, I believe, maybe YouTube. Moon landing hoax, fake moon landings, compilation of evidence. Moon landing hoax, fake moon landings, compilation of evidence. James McCanney, who's interviewed nearly every Wednesday morning, is prominently featured in that documentary, in which he declares, like everyone else, he presumed that good old Hasatanic Talmudic Kabbalah voodoo Apollo Apollyon expert scientist, yada yada, couldn't possibly fake it. Well, then, upon reviewing stellar data from stellar credentialed scientists, not legend in their own mind, wannabe Apollo thespian, they proved it's physically impossible because by the time you reach the thermosphere, which is like the fourth layer of the atmosphere, by the time you get into, I guess, midway, the temperatures are at about 2,000 degrees centigrade. Guess what? Everything vaporizes.
Yeah.
Vaporizes.
You also have Van Halen's radiation belts to contend with, which you also proved.
True enough.
You
very
get
intense
through those.
Gamma radiation. Okay, so... Yeah. Putting that aside, Fed Red is a private corporation. I have heard Robert, Marine Corps Robert, Sunday night, declare at the St. Louis Fed website and the Dallas Fed website actually declares that. And by the way, you have a legal estate, don't you, Chris? Don't we all have a legal estate pursuant to the original record of live birth that bears our soul prints?
Sure.
That established the original, what's called sestui, I'm going to just say Q for Q-U-E, sestui Q.
Sesta Q trust.
Bond.
Yep.
Okay, here's what it says. Right out of an act of Congress, 3 March 1901. 56 Congress Session 2, 31 Statute 1189. And that's the act to establish a code of law for the District of Columbia. Can we say United States Code and Uniform Commercial Code? Well, this is the epicenter of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on 3 March 1901, an act to establish a code of law for the District of Columbia was enacted, and then in Chapter 56, Section 1617 at 31 Stat 1432, it declares the legal estate to be in sestui quo jus. Oh, yeah? Oh, I see. The original bond, that is the surety collateral for the entire monetary system's activities, everyone's combined, that is the aggregate of everyone's sestui quo legal estate or legal person estate trust, is the surety collateral. And about 3 minutes further into this documentary by the Sovereign Living Patriot on YouTube, Sovereign Living, about three more minutes in, it cites other stellar intel data from, for instance, Tomlin's Law Dictionary, 1835, under the definition of mort main, where it describes the origins of the sestui quo trust and its functional purpose. Oh, yeah. And then the authors there state, we owe our eternal gratitude for the... And by the way, in the 1800s, a trust was called a jus, a.k.a. usufruct. U-S-U-F-R-U-C-T. Usufruct.
That's a word for you.
Okay. Chris Hinckley is the first place I heard that a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I doubt that he is aware of this data here. Okay. Mm. Last thing I'm going to say, Chris, is that the Congressional Record, 13 June 67, 1967, documents everything that I just said, and then it goes on to declare that the public charitable trust, ever heard of that phrase, public charitable? Public is all of the sestui quo U.S. citizen, the sestui quo legal person estate trust. People are, or persons are the U.S. citizenry. And collectively, in the aggregate, all those sestui quo legal person estate trusts is, according to U.S. Congress, 13 June 67, in their congressional record, the surety collateral for the entire monetary system and its debt. And it even specified United States Inc. and USA Inc. And I had an elder statesman law scholar on RBN tell me a couple weeks ago, I am crazy, and the congressional record is a lie.
Oh, okay. So we haven't been collateralized against the dead, huh?
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And
sure.
Well, you know, I guess there's some esoteric, intergalactic, alien race that's preventing all of us from acquiring or even observing our original record of live birth, as I was instructed in an unsigned form letter 25 years ago by the Michigan State Senator. Oh, no, dude. You're SOL, man. You can't even look at it.
Man. We got to go to the break. I appreciate your call very much. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, Wolverine Fred.
By your boss we'll be right or back. Supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now mandated.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're still listening to The Freedom Ministry. And what the last caller said was absolutely correct. I don't have time to get into it and the why of it and all that stuff. But he did mention not being able to get the book, you know, in hardcover or print that I'm reading from, Kill the Best Gentiles. You can easily, and I mean easily, acquire it online for free. Okay? I like having things in print too, but if you want to read it and have it, get it for free. Go online, pop it into a search engine. Again, Kill the Best Gentiles, James W. Von Brunn, PDF. And you'll be able to download it from various websites. And you can also download a free PDF to debunk the moon landings. It's methodical, okay? The authorship is incredible, impeccable. He is deceased, so may he rest in peace. An older gentleman, Ralph Rene, and it's called NASA Mooned America. And you can simply search NASA Mooned America, Ralph Rene, or just NASA Mooned America PDF, and I'm sure you'll be able to download it as well. Both great books, and I will continue the reading. Salient facts about the Federal Reserve System: the Federal Reserve, or the Fed, is not a United States government agency. It's a private stock company or corporation patterned after the Bank of England and other Rothschild central banks. The Fed, established by Congress, is privately controlled. Its notes are legal tender, but are debts of the U.S. government, owed to the bankers, the Jews. Commercial paper and government securities are used as fractional reserves to create debt credit. The currency in your wallet represents government debt credit, which is satisfied by your income taxes. You also pay income taxes on the interest your debt money earns, if invested. In sum, 1. The Fed is a privately owned corporation. The word federal is as meaningless as Federal Tire Company. 2. The Fed operates independently of the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of the U.S. government. 3. The Fed's books have never been independently audited. It refuses U.S. government audit from the GAO. Number 4. The Fed is not an agency of the U.S. government, although it was created by Congress and theoretically can be abolished by Congress. It owns personal property and real estate. Its employees do not draw U.S. government paychecks. Number 5. The U.S. President, with approval of the Senate, appoints the Federal Board of Governors. The majority of them are Wall Street denizens with Illuminati connections. Many are CFR trilateral members. After all, the Federal Reserve was designed by bankers for bankers. Number 6. After deducting operating expenses, the Federal Reserve returns what it considers surplus earnings to the U.S. Treasury. Number 7. Federal Reserve member banks, Chase Manhattan, for example, hold billions of dollars in U.S. securities for which they paid nothing, as reserves for loans on which they charge full interest. They return no profits to the U.S. Treasury. Number 8. Member banks use these fractional reserves to extend credit from 10 to 30 times the amount of the reserves. Number 9. Owners of Federal Reserve Class A stock have never been revealed. Educated guesses that the following are the largest stockholders: Rothschild, Lazare Frères Bank of Paris, the Schiff family, Kuhn Loeb and Company, and so many more. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great weekend.
Without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.